due to some violent content. Parental discretion is advised.
Oh! See? I just can't stand!
Yeet!
It's about time you did something, right?
Who in the hell do you think you are?
You ain't Godzilla or King Kong, because I'm both!
Hey, go fuck yourself. Get that guy out of here.
Acknowledge me!
Yeah!
I admit it. I'm an asshole.
Damn!
You are dealing with the best in the world! Go fuck yourself!
Ladies and gentlemen, good evening and welcome to another installment of the North American Wrestling Connection. My name is Nikki Heyman, and around the table tonight I have my usual suspects, especially since I have pay-per-views coming up, so I need my numbers guy, Statboy Josh Henniger. Hello.
Yes, this one's going to be a pretty gnarly one considering that it's going to be a double show pick'em.
And unfortunately, we're doing double the show on half the staff. But at least I have my actual hosts, you Step Boy, and my man in New York, Jason Block.
You know, it goes to show you how loved a certain wrestler is. Because when he got released, he thought he was lying.
Yeah.
I mean, absolutely lying. Let me explain, Nikki, if you don't mind.
Because go ahead.
This is the big story of the week, okay? The big story is that not one, not two, but three wrestlers are not going to have their contracts renewed, and that is Carlito, Valhalla, and the big one, Ron Killings, R-Truth.
Yes.
Now, R-Truth wrote on his Twitter on June 1st, this past Monday, that he was being released and thank you and all that stuff. And everyone was like, bullshit, no way, you're fucking with us. You know?
I know.
You know, it's our truth. It's our truth. But it turned out to be true. And there was not one person who said either a bad thing. People are and will and are going to continue to be pissed.
It's mind-boggling. That is the last person on the roster I would think that would not get his contract renewed, or, I mean, he'd have taken a pay cut.
Well, the thing is, yeah, and what Jason was about to make mention of, there was a rumor that R-Truth was, according to TKO, getting overpaid for his position on the card, and as such, they were going to make him get cut severely.
It's called tenured employee, people. Anyway.
That, and also, isn't R-Truth still making good money from his merch? Go see the shirt he wore at Saturday night's main event last month.
Oh, yeah.
It was gone.
Oh, yeah.
It's gone now, though.
Yeah.
It's gone now.
So, what I hope for, what I would love to see, is that this is all the work and that John Cena orchestrated R-Truth's release for daring to still be his fan and daring to make it merchandise like his.
Mm-hmm.
If they say that on tonight's show, which we still are in the process of. Okay.
Yes.
Right. But it sounds like this is legit, but I would really, really appreciate if they actually do something with it.
Yeah.
Because there's already been a sign. There was a sign in the crowd at Raw, "Resign R-Truth or we riot."
Yes.
And of course, the crowd was chanting, "We want R-Truth." Not mm-hmm. loud enough, but they should have. I mean, it was heard. Not loud
yeah.
enough. Okay.
Mm-hmm. I sent my thing to John Cena just saying, how dare you? Because I really think he had a hand in it.
Mm-hmm.
Kayfabe or for real?
kayfabe, but you know.
Mm-hmm. But here's the question about this. Now, Josh, you figured this out.
Yes.
You said TKO is $3 billion in debt?
The thing is, this is as of the end of the first quarter. Now, note, this is not a full representation of their value or anything, because their value is still well and above $3 billion. But the thing is, they currently have $3 billion of debt in their accounts.
According to the Google search here, their market cap is about $33 billion.
Yes.
Okay. And their stock is TKO stock is about $165 a share.
It's not doing terribly.
No, it's not. So, I mean, are they in trouble? I don't know, but. You heard other rumors, too, of an even bigger star being released.
Yes. Those two would be The Miz and Karrion Kross.
There is no way. If they fire Karrion Kross, people are going to go nuts. Okay?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Karrion Kross has finally gotten to a compelling character. Something similar to, but a little bit louder than the Sean O'Hare Devil's Advocate gimmick from the early 2000s. And the fact that Kross had grown a personality, I'm sorry, Scarlett was the star of that act up until about a year ago. Now Miz sounds like he might be just saying, you know what, I've been doing this for 20 years. I can go do a whole bunch of TV and movies and raise my kids.
Or do a whole bunch of golf stuff, because that's what his Instagram now seems to be explicitly.
Okay. So he's already, it looks like he doesn't care what the contract looks like. He's not re-signing.
Mm-hmm. Honestly speaking, when was the last time The Miz wrestled?
Let me check.
Well, he's been working with Carmelo, and last time I saw him in the ring, Aleister Black kicked his face off.
So
it hasn't been in the match.
Too long. We're probably talking in the last month, May 2nd.
Yeah,
May 2nd was his last match, and that was against Aleister.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, you know, but Miz has been on and off the show. He doesn't have anything. You know, the only thing he's been doing lately is just, you know, holding up Carmelo to get him ready for what he's supposed to be. And if Miz was staying, it was only a matter of time before he, you know, before one or the other would turn on him. You know, just turn already. Somebody turn already.
I have to ask this question, and I hate to be such a callous fuck about this.
Okay? But you're a New Yorker. That's typical.
If the Miz was released, people would be upset. But is it that much of a loss? No, it isn't.
At this point,
no.
Yeah, no.
No, he's done he's been there, done everything. He sold the T-shirts, made kids mad. You know, made his father a meme. He's done everything he needs to do. He's got two daughters that he can now devote his entire time to.
And he also, doesn't he still, is Miz and Mrs. still going?
No.
No. Okay. But, hell, they could revive it.
Yeah.
They could. And they just announced, a little breaking news here, King and Queen of the Ring is back.
Oh.
The tournament finals to be held in 3 weeks in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia, Night of Champions. The tournament winners challenging for their brand's top championship at SummerSlam.
Okay.
Okay.
So, which gives Money in the Bank a more interesting thing, say the least.
Yeah.
So, But here's the thing. Now, here's another question, though. Talked about The Miz. We talked about R-Truth and Carlito and Valhalla. Okay? Can you see other people being quote-unquote released? Because I could. Yes. They're trying to trim the fat.
Yeah, I expect another handful of people to be released over the next month. Yeah. And to the number threes, shut up, Roman ain't leaving yet. No. They dropped his name tonight on SmackDown, so I have a feeling he's showing up tomorrow night.
Mm-hmm. Wouldn't surprise me. I mean, by the way, she showed up tomorrow.
Who's the she?
Bailey, who's been out for a little while because of reasons.
Shoulder injury.
Oh, it's a shoulder injury? Okay. Never really fully knew, but she looks like she's back to normal. Considering the videos of Natalia's birthday.
Yes, oh, and by the way, to the number threes, yes, kayfabe is dead. So fucking what?
It's probably been dead since 97 or 98.
Yeah.
Hell, 94 if you're diehard enough.
Yeah. Honestly, Cure for the Common Show was pretty much the harbinger of this is all entertainment, you dumbass.
It's just, you know, and again to the number threes. Oh my God, Triple H is
Hunter is not in trouble with anybody.
Unless it's, you know, his wife for not getting home to dinner on time or something. I don't
know. Right, exactly.
Oh, you know, yeah, or he missed one of his daughter's functions. That's the closest thing he can get to when it comes to trouble.
Because I read all the time, oh, today in Triple H's shitty booking.
I'm hearing, oh, Triple H is going to get thrown out. They're sick and tired of him already. They're going to get rid of him.
Oh, and yes, they're going to bring Vince back too, by the way.
Oh my God.
No, they're not.
Absolutely not. There's a reason why they changed the locks.
Well, it isn't just that, but also we can do a little bit of a segue.
That's why I did that, Josh.
Yes, because there isn't just merely reports, it has been, or the news has come out, that Vince has sold a whole hell of a lot of his stock. $250 million of it.
The financed 14th and L, right?
More than likely.
Who's the what's up?
14th and L. Go ahead, Jason. You have more info on this.
That's his new entertainment company.
That's a weird name, but okay.
Yeah.
And if he thinks, you know, isn't there anything in his paperwork that says he can't do anything in wrestling anymore?
No.
Damn.
So if he decides to build a new company, he absolutely can.
That's just asking for trouble.
Yeah.
I'm hoping at least a fraction of that money is going to keep going into the lawsuit because they've only taken care of what's her name? They got to do the rest of it, right? Janelle, yeah, isn't that done?
No, it's only done for Johnny Ace. It ain't done for Vince.
Oh, that's okay. Yeah, Johnny flipped and Vince, nobody's going to take you seriously ever again in any capacity. Ever.
Mm-hmm.
You might want to use some of that money to build yourself a nice, comfortable retirement home.
And again, it's for the end. Right now, Vince ain't going. I'm just like, number threes are insane. They're nuts.
They've gotten worse.
So nuts that didn't one of them get arrested this week?
Yes.
Yes. And then fill me in.
One got arrested, and one all was threatening to kill Roxanne Perez.
Yes. This is correct. From what I've understood, was it Cora Jade's? No, wasn't Cora Jade. That was the one who. It's a mess.
was Liv Morgan.
Ah, yes.
The Liv Morgan stalker. Okay?
Yes.
And this is from multiple places. I'm trying to find this. Okay, and multiple arrests took place that day.
Good Lord, she didn't have a stalker, she had a cult.
Hold on.
That was rude of me. I'm sorry.
Well, the funny thing was is that Liv and Dom had a very good sneaker selling session on Complex. It was very funny, actually. No?
I didn't get to see it, unfortunately, so
I haven't seen it either. And you'd think I'd have...
According to PW Insider, okay?
Mm-hmm.
They were reporting that multiple police vehicles were seen as fans were taken back to their cars via a bus. Stalker was apprehended outside the performance center. Okay, and it was... And second arrest was made because there was a fight. Okay? And the guy, I'm not going to even mention this asshole's name, not to give him, you know.
No, he doesn't deserve. He doesn't deserve the bandwidth. I don't know it, and even if I did, I've already forgotten it.
Yeah. Fuck these. I mean, there are some seriously sick people on Twitter. There are some sick motherfuckers out there. Okay, and there are people, and there are women who. And even the people who are being stalked are basically saying, we don't have any Facebook accounts. We don't have any, like, Telegrams. Don't send them money. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's sad. Yeah. It's really sad. And one of those women, again, another segue, debuted in NXT this week. Right, Stat Boy?
Yes, she did. The former Mariah
His
May.
Former, yes. It is going to be former.
The thing is we don't know what her new name is yet.
Yes.
There are heavy rumors that it's going to be Mariah March, but it's not a guarantee. Not by any stretch, because WWE hasn't...
Because WWE wants to own and trademark the name. Duh.
Yes.
Okay. Yes, because the glamour has arrived. Good for them.
Yeah. You
know? Yes.
I can see why, because the thing is, they could never trademark Mariah May, because it's her name.
Yeah.
Mariah May.
Hold on a second, though. John Cena's name is trademarked, isn't it?
Can't be. It's his real name.
Yeah, can't be. It might be trademarked for purposes of wrestling, but the thing is, they can't own it. It's John Cena's in perpetuity.
I get what you're saying, though, yeah.
Yeah, he's essentially licensing it out to WWE for them to use. That's what's going on.
Oh, and by the way, you forgot, there is one thing I want to talk about, Walking Well. Because AEW decided to put on All In one of the potentially greatest matches yet again.
Yep.
Okay. Joaquin Wild, by the way, is out of Worlds Collide because he got concussed and knocked out during Speed.
Yeah.
Not good. Okay. We hope he's okay. Right. But All In decided to start to fill in the card because they've got a month
and change left. It's July 12th.
All In, right?
Yes, All In Texas. We have three matches already announced. The two from the Owen, which would be Timeless Toni Storm versus Mercedes Hogan, Mox versus Hangman, and the third one.
But here one, which has only happened, Nikki, four times before. This is the fifth.
Yep.
Okada, Omega, winner take all.
Continental International Championship.
Now, Omega is 42, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. 41, excuse
41,
me.
41, and there's a little bit of a hee-hee that we can give Omega a little later.
And Omega, Okada... And Okada's 30, is 37.
Yeah, Okada's still younger gonna than I am.
They're still going to put on a barn burner, and that's going to be a match of the year without question.
Yes.
You can read the phone book with this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's the ha-ha hee-hee?
Oh, did you not see what I posted as a crossover to Pixel Nation, if we ever were to bring Bat back?
Let me look. Look at this thing. This is you put it in the NAWC, yes?
Yes, I put it in both.
Let me look. This is Street Fighter 6 Year 3 character reveal. I'm going to take a look at this.
Yes.
Hold on. This is part of the Game Awards, right?
This would have been... I'm not sure if it's part of the Game Awards or whatever it is, but it was part of the E3-ish week. And yes...
There's Omega in the locker room. Set. Driving it. Opens his locker. Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah.
He is playing Alex in Street
Just
Fighter 6?
Just you wait.
What?
Ladies and gentlemen, we have Jason's brain breaking in real time.
Oot!
He's, okay.
Just wait!
Oh my God. Ingrid? What?
Ingrid's relatively new to the Street Fighter universe. Okay. Alex has been around since Street Fighter Alpha. And Crimson Viper started on Street Fighter 4. And of course, the last...
The Gut?
Yep. This is how they announced this year's character reveal trailer.
Through Kenny Omega.
Through Kenny Omega and cosplay with Alex, Ingrid, Crimson Viper, and Sagat. Sagat, of course, being one of the very original characters in the first Street Fighter. All the way back in the year of our Lord, 1987.
Blowing my brain out, because that's just nutty.
Yeah, and there's just mere speculation that Kenny could wind up voicing Alex in English and Japanese.
I'd love to see it.
That's true.
Note, that is just mere speculation. Don't read in anything too far into it. And of course, Carl, if you're hearing this right now, if you want to put in the two-minute teaser, go for it.
Yeah, please. I mean, it Kenny, and put it to you this way. Kenny Omega is a, like... hardcore gamer, just like Xavier Woods is.
Yes. Okay. And yes. Considering Xavier Woods was part of One Piece in some form or fashion in recent times, I'm going to have to see here where it is. If they even have it.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Okay, they may or may not. I'm not sure about that, but anyways.
Yes, he Xavier Woods is for real and all that stuff. But yes,
yeah.
But we are, you know, let's just get into what's going on here, because we need to talk about how we got to Money in the Bank and Worlds Collide, and I'm going to pull up both cards as we got there.
Yes.
Okay? Okay, because on Raw, by the way, he had Stephanie Vaquer beat Liv Morgan and Ivy Nile to get into the women's Money in the Bank.
Yep.
Balor and McDonough and Roxanne Perez is still trying to worm her way into Finn Balor's clubhouse.
Yep.
So to speak.
Or, and of course, they, with her essentially distraction, Finn and JD were able to beat the War Raiders. Although, yes, the New Day were out there, but from what I understand, the War Raiders goaded the New Day, and they got kicked out.
Right, exactly. And so, and of course, you have Lyra, Valkyrie, and Becky Lynch doing their thing, which is a great card, by the way.
Yes.
Great, great, great build-up. Uso and Zayn beat Breaker and Reed by DQ after Rollins stomped Jay. Yeah, duh. Yeah. And in the big surprise, Grande Americano beat Punk and Styles? What?
Yeah, there's a reason for that, because Braun and Bronson came out to attack Punk. Punk had the match in the bag, and then, of course, Seth, being Seth, decided to stick his nose in where it didn't belong and screwed everything up.
So where do you think the sixth man is going to happen?
SummerSlam.
You think so?
Yes. Cause
most likely.
The thing, well, hold on. We do have one more pay-per-view in between the double dipper.
Maybe Night of Champions, maybe?
Is there not Night of Champions?
Yeah.
Oh, dang. It's, oh, yeah. Blood Money, Night of Champions.
Okay.
And then,
however,
yeah.
Go ahead.
You go ahead, because I was just going, yeah.
Well, the we've got to point out something with the triple threat, and this just warmed my heart. That Mr. Coffey, I mean El Grande Americano,
yeah,
has got the fans getting it.
Yes.
As the match progressed, we heard, "That's Chad Gable. No, he's not. That's Chad Gable. Yes. No, he's not." Yes.
Yes.
Thank you.
Oh, gracias.
Yes, and by the way, kudos to Michael Cole for doing the show in the tank top.
Yes, tank top.
Yes.
And, okay, he didn't do it in the shorts, I think. But the tank top, yeah. If I'm not mistaken, who did he wear again? Because it was the...
It was some Indiana Pacers dude. Not like Halliburton or anything like
no,
that.
No, it was the Eastern Series MVP, according to Pat McAfee. Just trying to remember who that is.
Regardless, kudos to you, Michael Cole. Although you have been working a little bit on your arm, so you didn't look as bad as you did at Mania.
It wasn't Pascal Siakam, it was somebody else.
It was somebody much further down the card.
But still, a deal's a deal.
Yes.
That's a bet.
Mm-hmm.
And he did, and by the way, they did that in Oklahoma City, by the way.
Yeah.
Tulsa, excuse me.
And of course, completely trolled. As in, Pat McAfee completely trolled the Oklahoma crowd, and as of right now, the Pacers are up 1-0. TJ McConnell, that's who it was.
Okay.
Currently, the guy who wears number 9 for the Indiana Pacers.
The Pacers, yeah. So.
So, no, he's a legend in loose air quotes. He's, yeah.
So,
he likes running the pine.
So, yeah, but again, and then, of course, SmackDown, as is going on right now as we speak, you had, Seth. Seth, Solo, and Jacob doing their thing. You got Jimmy.
So who's the heel in that little gang war?
Yes.
I know. Jimmy beats JC Mateo. Piper Niven versus Zelina Vega with a brawl in a street fight. Zelina wins. Mm-hmm. Then, of course, Julia attacks her after the match. Okay. Mm-hmm. And
Aleister Black. It looks like we're moving some feuds around because Aleister and LA Knight were having a good match when Seth decided to crash the party. Mm-hmm. Stomps Knight. The rest of the crew shows up. Seth moves in to try to stomp Knight again, and Aleister gets in his face.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, ooh. You two went round and round about, oh, 5 or 6 years ago? Is this continuity? Are we picking up where that left off?
Right, and then, of course, we get a six-woman tag as we're leaving on right now with Vicar Bliss versus Julia, Roxanne, and Naomi. Faces versus heels. Yay!
Yeah, but that, like I said, though, Solo's crew and Seth's crew, who are the heels? Who am I supposed to cheer for? Who am I supposed to boo? I don't... Exactly. Help me make sense of it.
That's the problem. We can't. Because mm-hmm. right now, the Seth, Paul Heyman Seth group makes no sense to me. Still doesn't. Why is the most hated guy by Seth Rollins still in the mat, still, you know, by his side? Okay? We know why. They haven't told us why.
Yeah.
Know what I'm saying?
Mm.
Oh. Anyway. Time to do the double pick'em, shall we?
Yes, let's.
Yes. This, as of right now, there are a total of 9 matches on both cards. 5 for Worlds Collide. 4 for Money in the Bank.
Now, do you think...
What's up?
Do you think 4 is enough on Money in the Bank, or do you think we get 5?
Considering I'm doing this all as a 1, it doesn't matter. It's going as 9.
Okay, fine.
And to be honest, you know, if they allot, 3 hours, 4 hours? They want to make sure that the ladder matches can breathe.
Yes.
With that, here we go. Worlds Collide. First off, the tag match. The only 4-person tag match. Stephanie Vaquer and Lola Vice face off against Chic Tormenta and Dalice. Chic Tormenta has been wrestling for about 20 years down in AAA. She just turned 40, so I believe... Oh, no, she's not the oldest person in this match, not by a mile, because Dalice exists. Dalice is married to Negro Casas. She is in the family Casas, of course, by marriage. Veneno is her brother. Diamante is her son-in-law. And Psycho Clown, who we'll be seeing later, is also a son-in-law. So, yeah, also, Dalice has only been wrestling for 16 years. Which is a bit of a surprise, considering she's 50.
What?
Yeah. Dalice?
Dalice, born February 20th, 75.
Damn, huh. Okay. Well, I believe... Stephanie Vaquer is going to pin Chic Tormenta.
Thank you, because this is a 2-point match. In fact, a lot of these are going to be 2 points. Because, they want to... So you have Vaquer Vice winning and Dalice getting pinned. Chic Tormenta? Okay. Yeah. And, of course, 2 points, who wins, and who stares at the...
Pretty last. one wild card, both shows.
Yes. Gotcha. And trust me, my wild card is going to span both shows.
Ooh, okay.
You pretty much should figure out as to who I'm talking about already.
Yes. Now, can my wild card... Can my wild card span this show and the Raw after, or does it have to be on this
it
show?
It has to be these two.
Gotcha.
It has to be mixed in with these shows, because the points have to be counted up. Points have to be counted up once the pay-per-views are over.
Yeah.
Copy-paste me on Jason's thing. I'll be right back.
All right. And as for me, I'm going to go a little different. I expect Stephanie Vaquer and Lola Vice to win, but I expect Dalice to get pinned.
Okay.
You know, to spice it up as a treat.
That's cool.
All right. And now to the others, or now to the first of two six-man tag team matches.
Okay.
The Latino World Order. Dragon Lee and Cruz del Toro, and replacing Joaquin Wilde, a returning Lince Dorado.
Okay.
Facing off against Octagon Jr., Aerostar, and Mr. Iguana.
Now, I just asked, Latino World Order are faces, right?
Yes. In this instance, I think they are. Yeah, I think they are, because Legado del Fantasma are heels. That makes sense.
Oh, that makes sense, because I'm trying to figure stuff out because of the heel face balance. Okay.
Right. So just some quick notes. Octagon Jr. is possibly part of the Brazos family. Possibly. Gotcha. Not 100% certain as of yet. He debuted as a member of Los Brazos. And presented as a son of Brazo de Plata, who you know better as Super Porky.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
Oink, oink.
Yeah, he. Yeah, if you remember, Brazo de Plata passed away 4 years ago because, yeah, he never kept himself in good health and he beat himself down in the ring repeatedly. Go figure. Aerostar. If you remember him from Lucha Underground, congratulations! Because he was pretty darn good there. If it's the right person I'm thinking of. Because, oh dearie. Hold on. Let me make sure I'm getting the right person here. You know what'd be really nice? Oh, information being proper on Wikipedia. But yes, he was okay. Yeah, Aerostar was there for most of the run of Lucha Underground. He was spectacular, and honestly, had WWE picked him up at that point, I would have been okay with it. Instead, it took too many years. He's still fine. It's just I wish it happened sooner. And then Mr. Iguana. Well, now. Mr. Iguana is a bit of an interesting character. As in, he thinks he's an actual iguana. Has an iguana puppet and everything else. Basic stuff I've seen of Mr. Iguana. Oh, wow. This guy could have something. We didn't get too far. We're on Latino World Order and Lince Dorado facing off against Octagon Jr., Aerostar, and Mr. Iguana.
Oh, wow. I didn't realize Kalita from out of nowhere.
Who?
LWO and...
Lince Dorado.
My bad.
Yeah, you know, Lince Dorito, that goddamned huchador. Rest in peace, Mitch Ryder.
For some reason, why did I think Kalisto? Anyway, regardless, yeah. I hadn't heard either name in a while.
Samurai del Sol, isn't he in CMLL?
Possibly.
Maybe. I don't know. I don't see anything from there.
But if Latino World Order are the faces, heels are going to win this. I think I'll say Aerostar gets the pin over Lince Dorado.
Okay, that actually gives me that. Bump, bump, bump. And you have Lince getting pinned.
Yes, I do.
Okay. Nikki?
Yes, heals. Dorado gets pinned by Mr. Iguana. Who are the other two? Again?
Aerostar, if you remember him from Lucha Underground.
Okay.
And Octagon Jr., who may or may not be related to Los Brazos.
Mr. Iguana pins Lince.
Okay. And as for me, I think it's going to go the other way around. I think the faces, the LWO and Lince, are going to win with Mr. Iguana getting pinned.
Okay.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, with us not are having kind of limited knowledge of a good number of the Mexican wrestlers, we're not going to have fully formed ideas as to who's good, who's bad, and who just kind of's there. All right.
Who's anyways. Who and who's that?
I mean, you'll recognize Mr. Iguana immediately, but that's me knowing things and having seen yeah. him for a moment.
Oh, you are the one who watches Mexican and Japanese no. wrestling, so...
Mexican, no. Japanese, a little bit.
Okay.
Alright, now to the other six-man tag match. Legado del Fantasma, Santos Escobar, Angel, and Berto. That's just... Yeah, that's Angel Garza and Humberto Carrillo, if you remember that. Versus
yes.
El Hijo de Dr. Wagner Jr., Pagano, and Psycho Clown. El Hijo de Dr. Wagner Jr. is the son of Dr. Wagner Jr., stupid, sexy Dr. Wagner Jr. Yeah, he debuted in 09. He's still relatively young. He's going to be going for a while. And then the other two, Pagano, who might be part of, let me see if he's part of Los Hijos Circus. No, he is not part of Los Hijos Circus. But he is a member of AAA. Yeah, whatever. Pagano is a hardcore wrestler, debuted in 08. And he's, yeah, been going for a while and is decent enough. And then Psycho Clown is stupid popular. He is, as we mentioned earlier, part of, or the son of Jose Alvarado Nieves, Brazo de Plata, Super Porky. Yeah, he is also a son. Straight up. He's been going for 25 years, yet is not yet 40.
39,
wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Psycho Clown is also stupid popular in Mexico. And I mean that. So 2 points. Who wins and who stares at the...
Pretty last!
This one's easy. Psycho Clown's pinning Santos. That's easy.
Psycho Clown give me just a second. I need to pop this up. And you have him pinning Santo. Oh, Santos Escobar. Right.
That is correct.
Whereas me, yeah, you're right. AAA or the AAA affiliates are going to win this one. And Psycho Clown is probably pinning Angel.
Okay. Nikki?
I like your Stat Boy. That gives Berto more reasons to consider his options, because he looks like he's trying to break away from Legado.
Yes.
Because
right.
somehow Escobar's going to get in his face about it, so yeah.
All right. To the fatal four-way match for the NXT North American Championship. We have the current champion, Ethan Page, facing off against Javon Evans, Laredo Kid, Yes, he's bouncy. Laredo Kid and Rey Fénix. So once again, I have to say it, 2 points. Who wins and who stares at the...
Pretty last! Fans are going to win this one.
Yeah,
for sure.
Okay, because this is, I think, going to be this one of the two matches that steal the night for me.
Yes.
All of them are deserving, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But if I were going to... Okay. Because Ethan Page and Javon Evans are going to stay.
Yeah.
Screw it. Rey Fénix wins.
Oh.
And he pins Ethan Page. Let's do it. Right. Let's pull the fucking trigger.
Whereas me, Ethan hasn't had the belt forever, so I believe Ethan's going to weasel his way out of the... of there with the title. More than likely pinning... probably Javon.
Is Pecado face or heel?
You mean Laredo Kid?
Sorry, Laredo Kid.
Are you alright?
Just something went down the wrong way.
Oh, nasty. Let's see now. He was last seen at Sacrifice, defeated by First Class, which are heels. Laredo Kid is more than likely face.
Then Ethan Page is retaining.
Yeah, because
on a variation of the
faces.
Triple Threat rule.
Yeah,
he's gonna do a lot. Let's you and him fight, and he's gonna steal this. He's retaining though.
All right, who is he stealing it from though?
Ooh. Evans, because that's got to keep going on NXT, because Fénix, I would presume that Fénix is staying on SmackDown.
Yeah, I think so.
So yeah.
All right, and now to what I will consider the main event of the evening. The AAA Mega Championship. Your champion, El Hijo del Vikingo, facing off against Chad Gable. Or so we think.
Well, we got the spoilers because there was no fucking way, as we said, they were putting Alberto del Pussy on the show. Okay?
Yeah.
This one is going to be freaking awesome. Kingo is going to show that he's going to be the, you know, the words of Randy Orton, flip, 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 dive. Okay?
Yeah.
Right, Vicky?
dot, dive, yeah.
Okay. But Vikingo's going to retain. He just got the AAA Mega Championship, but you said you have a wild card.
In part here, in part with the other show.
Okay.
There's a reason why. Because Chad Gable is going to screw it up. There's going to be an appearance from El Grande Americano here. As in he
How?
Pulls out... No, he pulls out the mask. Goes underneath the ring, puts on the mask, and then starts wrestling a lucha style. You'll understand more once we get to Money in the Bank.
All right.
So,
El Hijo de Vikingo wins, though.
Okay.
I agree. And he's going to pin Gable.
What? No. That's not a wild card.
No, it's not a wild card. He's going to pin Gable.
Yes.
I could turn that into a wild card.
Yeah.
I could turn that into a wild card, but I don't think it'd be Now let me sit on that one.
Yes, because we've got 4 more matches to talk about after all.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Because we have a whole nother pay-per-view, and I don't call it a
yes, we do.
Live event because
Call it a pay-per-view, you cowards! Anyway.
Yeah, it's been a pay-per-view for 30 years. Knock it.
Okay.
Or almost 40. To Money in the Bank. And the first matchup, the men's Money in the Bank. I did this on purpose.
Oh, you're going right there. Okay.
Yes.
Going there.
I am going right there. Solo Sikoa, L.A. Knight.
Yeah.
Thank you. Penta, Seth Rollins, Andrade, and El Vente Frappuccino.
Okay.
Like I said, Mr. Coffee.
Yes. Who wins? And this is where my wild card will fully come into play.
Okay, you go first because I have mine.
Because this one. We will have an appearance from Chad Gable in this match. The same way. He goes underneath the ring. Chad Gable comes out. Chad Gable does stuff. Still loses, but Chad Gable does stuff.
Okay, so you're saying that there's going to be an appearance. So your wild card is there will be an appearance by the opposite wrestler in both matches.
Yes.
Wild card? Okay, gotcha. Okay.
So, hold on. Mr. Coffee / Gable... Freaky Friday.
Haha, very good. Okay.
Go for it, Jason.
Okay. There's two ways I can call it. I will give you the easy one and the hard one. Okay?
Yes, I know your easy one already, more than likely.
Okay, the easy one, which is I'm not going to use it, is CM Punk screws over Seth Rollins. The hard one. Okay.
Okay.
But my wild card is... Jacob Fatu fucks over Solo Sikoa and does not allow him to win Money in the Bank. Was that the easy one?
No, I wasn't thinking of that at all. I was thinking of something else entirely.
My winner is L.A. Knight. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm. It's essentially who needs it.
Because Penta don't.
No.
Andrade doesn't.
Nope.
When Grande Americano doesn't. Rollins might, Solo might, and LA Knight might. So it's down to those three. Know what I'm saying?
You know what? Let's do this. Let's rebuild somebody. Solo wins.
Ooh! Okay. That's a good one, too.
Yeah.
I'm not saying this.
You're saying ooh as in geez, ooh-y. I know. I know.
I'm like, okay. I'm just going, all right.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see.
All right, Nikki.
A lot of people are going to get screwed through the course of this match.
Yeah.
This is going to be a circus.
There's not going to be six people out there.
Oh, by no means. There's going to be quite a few more.
There's going to be double digits.
Yeah, because... Fatu's going to screw Solo.
Mm-hmm.
Alistair's going to screw Seth.
Alistair? Ooh.
If Punk doesn't do it, it'll be Alistair.
Mm-hmm.
Because Alistair stopped Seth from continuing to stomp LA Knight when he interrupted their match.
Okay.
Okay, so... Alistair will go after Seth. Jacob will go after Solo. Going through him here. Everybody's going to stomp El Grande and Mr. Coffee, and at some point his mask is probably going to get ripped off.
Yeah.
Think. I'm trying to go through the six of them right now. Seth, Solo. My brain is broken tonight. I am so sorry.
Yeah, we know.
Seth, Solo, Knight. I'm putting my neck out there. I think he's going to win.
LA Knight.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, you're not putting your neck out too far.
So, I feel like an idiot. Do we have the list in here?
I have it here.
I have
Solo, LA Knight, Penta, Seth, Andrade, El Grande Americano.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay. Okay, actually, Penta and Mr. Coffee are going to cancel each other out.
Okay.
So that's two.
Mm-hmm.
Solo gets screwed by Fatu. That's three. Seth gets screwed either by Aleister or CM Punk.
So you're down
leaving
to...
LA.
Yeah,
down LA. To LA Knight and.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think.
So you think you see it?
It's the obvious.
So I'm going for LA Knight. One, he has no momentum. Two, he wore a money version of his shirt tonight. Three, where are we gonna be?
LA.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Yep. It'll be at the Intuit Dome in Inglewood, or Inglewood, California.
Now, does all that count as that? That's too complicated to be a wild card. So that is not my wild card.
That's just pretty much you trying to figure out, hey, how's this match going to go?
And then Brock Lesnar comes in. No.
Shut up.
No, that happens. I will drive my butt down to where you are and go, what the fuck?
Well, Brock's looking more girlish every day, you know?
Of course, I just sent pictures of him with his daughter. Anyway,
To the Women's Money in the Bank. Alexa Bliss, Roxanne Perez, Rhea Ripley, Julia, Naomi, and Stephanie Vaquer. Who wins?
It is so easy to pick Roxanne Perez.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm gonna go something real interesting here. I think Naomi takes it.
Get out of my bunny head.
Well then, thank you for the layup.
Why? Because you agree?
I'm going with Roxanne. Thanks.
Okay.
Right. I was down to Naomi or Vicar.
Mm-hmm.
But I think Naomi would be an absolute terror with it. Yes, for Perez would be fun.
Yeah.
Would be fun. But Naomi gets it, and then she just starts waving it at Jade and Bianca, saying, I'm going to be champion before either you two could get it back. Or as soon as you win one back, I'm going to be right behind you.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Makes sense.
Yep.
Makes fucking sense.
Yeah, and I'm going to go with Roxanne for the other side.
Because with her, because if you can also say, yeah, Roxanne gets it and, you know, goes to the Judgment Day going, I live.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, because I think Judgment Day is we've been saying this for a couple of months now, but Judgment Day is slowly, slowly coming apart.
Yeah, and with Carlito's contract going bye-bye.
I'm sorry, not live.
Yeah.
Okay.
With But the thing is, if Roxanne beats EO, then oof, ow, owie.
Whoa, hey, Shane, what's going on?
Ah,
whoa, a wild Australian appears.
Yes, good evening. Sorry, I'm late.
It's okay. You want to go back very quickly?
Yes, because we've got a lot that you missed there, Shane. All right.
Yeah, well, you get that with time differences. So
yes, I understand.
Let's go speed round.
You should
speed round.
If you want to take a look at the full card, it is available on our Facebook group. So if you want to see that, I'll go ahead and give you the quick and dirty. Stephanie Vaquer and Lola Vice face off against Cheek Tormenta and Dalis. This is Worlds Collide and Money. Okay. What was that?
Yeah.
Vaquer and Vice.
Yeah, that's fine. Vaquer and Vice.
Who are they pinning? Cheek Tormenta?
One of the Mexicans.
or Dalis?
Stop that. I heard that, Shane. No.
Well, no, but that's true. It's true. It's not. This doesn't mean racist. It's saying a fact. Dalis.
Okay. Welcome to the club. The Latino World Order. That would be in this case. Ah, there it is. Dragon Lee and Cruz del Toro and Lince Dorado, who is taking place of an injured Joaquin Wilde, face off against Octagon Jr., Aerostar, and Mr. Iguana. Mr. Iguana is interesting. You'll see him tomorrow.
I'm going to say the non-LWO team.
Triple A team. Who are the Triple A team pinning? Cruz del Toro, Dragon Lee, or Lince Dorado?
I'll do a big call here and say Dragon Lee.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Because his contract's coming up to an end. So
okay.
If he's not getting re-signed, then this will be him going out the door.
Yep. All right. Legado del Fantasma, Santos Escobar, Angel, and Berto facing off against El Hijo de Dr. Wagner Jr., Pagano, and Psycho Clown.
Del Fantasma.
Legado del Fantasma? Okay. And who will they pin? El Hijo de Dr. Wagner Jr., Pagano, or Psycho Clown?
Psycho Clown.
Whoa! Okay.
Well, I'm not familiar with AAA, so if he's a big star, sorry, man, but you got clown in your name, you're getting pinned by default.
Part of what I remember as the leading face faction in AAA, Los Psycho Circus.
Okay, well then.
All right, the fatal four way for the NXT North American Championship: Ethan Page, Javon Evans, that boy Bouncy, Rey Fénix, and Laredo Kid.
They've literally just put the belt back on Page.
Yes.
But I think your boy Bouncy will win.
Oh, Javon Evans taking it now. Who does Javon beat?
He'll pin Paige from Shenanigans.
Okay, that makes sense, because Ethan's the only heel in that match.
Yeah.
And then the main event of Worlds Collide. El Hijo del Vikino facing off against Chad Gable.
Because he's pulling double duty, El Vikingo.
Very well. And now we head to Money in the Bank. The first one up, the men's match. Solo Sikoa, LA Knight, Penta, Seth Rollins, Andrade, and Mr. Coffee. I mean, El Grande Americano. I mean, El Venti Frappuccino.
Just because of what happened tonight on SmackDown,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, LA Knight.
Okay, so I'm on an island. Cool, 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 cool. And then...
Good call.
The women's Money in the Bank. Roxanne Perez, Alexa Bliss, Rhea Ripley, Julia, Naomi, and Stephanie Vaquer.
The fans. Uh-huh. Oh, sorry.
Booker T.
Do you have a wild card still, or did you play?
Yes, you do have that available to you.
Yeah, I haven't played my wild card yet. Oh God, so many different things.
Yeah, I know.
But there are only two that make sense storyline wise. Especially with the current champions.
Mm-hmm.
It's a toss up between Mami and Naomi.
Oh.
Don't want my bias showing here, but. Just because it's gonna, I know it's gonna piss some people off. Mummy in the Bank.
Okay. Just a note. two of the other people here, Jason and Nikki, both chose Naomi.
Yeah, I know, because Naomi does make sense from a storyline perspective, especially yes. if, especially with, I know Bianca's going to be going after Tiffany into the SummerSlam period, so.
Yeah, this yeah. is part of the reason why I didn't choose Naomi, and I went with Roxanne. Mainly because just... it does make sense. Because after all, it if makes, she's it makes... the one who beats Io Sky, then how pissed off will Liv Morgan be?
That's true. That's true. It gives Roxanne, yes, from a Judgment Day perspective, yes, it would make sense storyline-wise, but I don't know if the Judgment Day storyline is going to play much of a factor for much longer.
Fair. I know what you're meaning. They actually made mention of that as you were coming in.
Yeah.
All right. And now...
yeah.
We're all caught up.
We're all caught up, yes.
Yes. The only title match on Money in the Bank. Lyra Valkyria defends her WWE Women's Intercontinental Championship against Becky Lynch. If Lyra wins, or Lyra wins, I keep wanting to say Lyra, it's Lyra. If Lyra wins, Becky can never challenge again for the title. If Becky wins...
As long as Lyra has it.
Yes. If Becky wins, then Lyra has to say that Becky is the better man.
Yeah, I'm gonna say Becky on this one, because this is gonna lead to Becky versus Bayley at SummerSlam.
Yes, in fact, I fully expect Bayley to show the hell up and give the new champ Becky a what for screwing everything up.
It's got to be Becky. You know, Becky, not, you know, Lyra, after raising her hand on the Raw on Monday night, that's the easy story. Becky wins. Mm-hmm. Sadly.
Nikki?
It's going to be Becky. It's going to be messy, but it's going to be Becky.
Yeah.
And Bailey's going to show up after the match, but she's going to have no, because she's not going to have any bearing on the actual match.
Yes.
It's still not really my wild card.
Okay. I can already tell you this much, Nikki, Shane, be prepared for your wild cards, because they're coming up now. Cody Rhodes and main event Jey Uso.
What did you say, Statboy?
Oh, sorry. I actually did make mention. Becky wins.
Okay.
I just didn't say in those words. Okay. Now, back to the main event. Cody Rhodes and main event Jey Uso face off against John Cena and Logan Paul. 2 points. Who wins and who stares at the...
pretty last!
Heels have to win this. As they stood tall, we don't know what's going to be happening in the next 20-25 minutes. Mm-hmm. Logan Paul's going to pin Cody Rhodes, setting up a shot at Night of Champions in Saudi.
Damn you. I was going to go the other way, but you make too much sense.
Logan Paul wants that paycheck.
Yeah, remember, Logan Paul is infuriatingly good at wrestling. And is infuriatingly bad as a human being. I have to separate the two in this one, unfortunately. Trust me, I just want to dump on him as being a terrible wrestler, but he's not.
He's great. He's great. He's and really good.
It pisses me off.
No, it doesn't.
You ain't the only one. So, okay, my wild card.
Yes.
The heels win. Because the final boss is going to come back.
Oh.
This stuff with Cena being a heel, is not working unless Rock is there.
Yeah.
Right.
Because we have seen signs of weakness already from Cena.
Right. And this is, you know, we've got to get Rock back into this. And if it wasn't going to be him, I'd have the faces win. Well, no. Wouldn't matter if Roman... I'd love to have Roman show up at this point, but I don't think that's happening.
Yeah.
But Rock needs to show back up at this point to continue to cement what's going on with Cena. And he will back Logan Paul as well, saying, look at all the money he's making us. And all the money that Cena's made us. Mm-hmm. And none of the money that you're making us, Jay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So who do you have getting pinned here?
So, yeah, Logan's got to pin Cody.
Okay. And Shane.
I've got the... I'm going to pick the faces winning because this will be Cody's... I think this is Cody's first match back since he lost the belt to Cena.
Yes, I think that's about right.
So faces will win here. Logan's going to take the pin to make Cena still look somewhat strong,
mm-hmm.
and give Cody the momentum he needs to re-go for the title again.
Yeah.
So yeah, I've got Cody pinning Paul. Logan Paul. And now as for my wild card, I'm going to do a wacky wild card here, although I don't know if it's going to be that wacky, but
okay.
I think we will see the return of the Tribal Chief.
Okay.
He will be the reason why both Seth and Solo do not get that briefcase.
Yeah.
He'll take both of them out.
Okay.
That's actually not that wacky.
Yeah, it's not wacky. That's pretty darn solid. And with that, that's the pick'ems.
And we need to go right into the selling of soap, I believe.
Yes. Shane, do you have any soap to sell?
No, I don't.
All right. All right. As for me, of course I do. It was a thing on TV. They are changing up the format just a smidgy bit. And also they're looking at starting the end of thing on TV itself, though that is still going to be probably end of next year or the year after.
That's to me, that's a little... They should be continuing to do this, but okay.
They are, yeah, they're going up to episode at least 700. So they've got at least another 37 episodes to go. Mm-hmm. And they're looking to branch out. This week, though, they wrap up Pilot Month 2025 with something that's a little too wacky for CBS. And the ratings showed for it. Shangri-La Plaza, a CBS pilot from 1990 about a strip mall. The main star was Melora Hardin, and the only other person of major note that I recognized is pre-everything happening, Allison Mack.
Okay.
You may remember Allison because she was in a nice prison cell for a few years because of a sex cult.
That's correct, yes.
Yeah, NXIVM, I remember that. But yeah, they will actually be going back to normal shows next week. I don't know what it is because the hints were not good enough for me.
Okay.
So with all of that, Jason, we've got...
Well, I need to talk to you about the BS for just a second.
Oh.
Because, I mean, BS, Because the BS is coming back in about a month or so due to OTAs and things like that. But our long national nightmare is over. Aaron Rodgers has signed with a team.
Yeah. And the Steelers are going to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, right.
No, that's a meme.
Yeah, so WLTI this week, Gordon was away making money for the company, so Chico and I covered the finale of Jeopardy Masters, RuPaul's Drag Race, AGT, Pat Sajak on Celebrity Wheel, Celebrity Wheel.
The last episodes of Sajak hosting Wheel of Fortune ever.
Yes, if you believe him.
We'll find out.
Fine, but the rumor is that Ryan Seacrest is taking over Celebrity next fall.
Yeah.
He just finished season one of his run on Wheel of Fortune and done a damn good job, if you ask me. Also, in a little WLTI NAWC crossover, Ken Jennings makes a small appearance in the Happy Gilmore 2 trailer with some guy named MJF.
As one of the sons, from what it looks like.
Yes, correct.
Yes, he does.
And of course, all the shows here on 5 and 1, which we are actually publishing on time, which I'm really happy about. But Nikki, you have the artist shoutouts. I know you've been healing, but I know you've got a lot to talk about, including our friend Jamie Cloutier.
Who is slowly recovering from the madhouse that is her job.
Yeah.
Okay.
She's still probably poking around at the Has-Been Hotel. If she's still posting around on Twitter, it's at Alter Ego Zowie. Check out her Instagram as well. Love her artwork, wish she did commissions. I've gotten artwork out of her, but she's not a commissions kind of person. Regular shout out to Oniwamba Shu. I love her work. If you like, she's a great get for wrestling fan art. She has she has her artwork on Tumblr. She has her commission info on Card, CARRD.co. I believe her portfolio is still featured on DeviantArt. It's all safe for work. Just saying. Dozer Draws at Little Dozer Baby. Someone who has a wonderful, soft style. So if you're looking to do something rather wholesome, that'd probably be your next... That'd be your best bet. He is a little expensive, but he's wonderful. Easy to work with. Very easy to work with. Noberto Gaitan. Let's see if he's got anything new on his page. I believe commissions are open. Oh, yeah, he's got some stuff up. He's done a couple. He's done some lucha art leading up to Worlds Collide and Money in the Bank. So check those out. Commissions are available through a vegan.co account /Noberto Gaitan. A little expensive, but has some really fun options when it comes to his artwork.
James, yes. Inspiration have returned to TNA.
Oh, about time. Oop. The Inspiration,
Me and Jeff
the Iconics.
Ew.
Yeah.
Oh, thank God.
Welcome back.
I don't know if you guys talked about it before, but I just saw something as well. Apparently, WWE's organized a new creative for AAA.
I don't believe that for a second.
I mean, yeah, it's... I wouldn't believe it until I see it from, like, a more reputable source.
True, but
I mean, they're saying PWI, but I don't know. Let me see.
Like, I mean, Conan makes sense for AAA.
Yeah, I mean, the okay, according, well, according to this, they're saying that yes, the creative going forward is going to be Jeremy Borash Coring and Moody Jack Melendez.
Okay. Jeremy Borash, Moody Jack, and I see Conan too?
Yes.
Dang.
It's not bad, and that JBL may be also on the show tomorrow because, you know, his anti-immigrant cowboy gimmick.
Ugh. Exactly what we need right now.
No, he's just been clotheslining anybody. He's not being that guy.
The one he was 20 years ago.
I mean, is it a gimmick, though? Is it a gimmick, though? Okay, all just aside, yes, he was the best man at... He was, like, I think he was, like, a best man or a groomsman at Eddie Guerrero's wedding, so...
Yeah.
Yeah, you can tell he's not a racist, ladies and gentlemen. He just acts like one.
Mm-hmm.
He's, exactly.
He just plays one on TV.
Yeah. All right, so, Nikki?
Well, let's go ahead and wrap it up. I'll just give you my advice for any kind of fan art that you're looking for. Research the artist. Make sure that this is not an AI person, especially if they approach you when they find out you have a favorite.
Mm-hmm.
It's all a scam. But those that aren't a scam, pay well. Ask for work in progress. Be clear on what you want. Tip generously. Post it all over your social media and credit the artist. This way we can drown out the noise of the AI fakers and scam artists. Because the real artists are still real and make some really, really good art. I really don't have anything else because I'm right here. So for Bad News Beeman, for Stat Boy Josh Henniger, for Jason Block, my name is Nikki Heyman. You've been watching the North American Wrestling Connection. Do tune in next week as we see the fallout of not one, but two major events.